Good morning on Sunday the 26th. Got a deep dive into hockey today and got some baseball information to talk about. Let's try to get this done as quickly as I can. I've got a lot to talk about in hockey, so I'm going to try to get it done in an organized fashion. I've got some notes I want to go over. As I've said before, I do not prepare entire scripts because then it would take me too long. I'm too detail-oriented on actual scripts. When I just wing it, then I feel like whatever screw-ups I make is par for the course. That's how that's going to be. All right, so I looked at Colorado. First of all, I think Colorado's got a 55% chance of winning this game. They're priced at 115. There's a little bit of range there, but almost all at 115, minus 115. That's just a hair of value. You're looking at about 53%, 53.5% at minus 115 is what the pricing is. I think there's a 55% chance of winning. So there's just enough value there that you could do better than tossing a coin on it, but why play it? If anything, the minimal. Like I said before, playoff sports is oftentimes not for betting, but for viewing. So creating value, I looked at Colorado plus 1.5 because there's absolutely a possibility. I mean, it's 3-2 right now, and this is in Tampa Bay. Colorado absolutely could lose. 45% chance, in my opinion, of them losing. But when you get them plus 1.5, there's a high probability of that coming in. Matter of fact, I think it's about 80% of that happening. And the books are pricing it. I've got the notes down here where they have it. I've got so many notes, it's hard to get through. They're pricing it similar to that. I think it's 75%. Yeah, 75%. They're pricing it minus 300, 75%. They have, here, let me get back to that line. So plus 1.5, over 4.5, Tampa Bay to score 2 goals, meaning over 1.5 is minus 105. I didn't really care for that at minus 105. It becomes questionable on logic. It does work for me, but then if you put in Colorado plus 1.5, under 7.5, so under, and Tampa Bay 1.5, it's plus 150. Ultimately, I took that. I took it for 2 units at plus 150. Now, there's another option. You can take Tampa Bay over a half goal for that third leg, giving you a virtual lock, and that's at minus 115. I wanted the 65 points because I think there's an extremely high chance of these goals. Now, let me put it a different way. Again, I know I'm spitting around here. Here's what the books are pricing this at. They're pricing plus 1.5. Again, there's some variation between books, but they're pricing Colorado plus 1.5 at 75% chance to come in. They're pricing under 7.5 for the total game at 78% chance coming in. And they're pricing Tampa Bay to get 2 or more goals at 83%. So that's actually their highest probability of coming in. Now, if you get to 1.5, meaning half a goal, then they're pricing it at 98%. And that's about what I think it would be. I think it's about, you got about a 1 in 49 chance, 1 in 50 chance that it doesn't, that they get shut out. So 49 out of 50 chance that they score at least one. That's about what I think it is. Maybe even a little less. I think there's a possibility, maybe 95%. However, I've got it at 80% chance that they score actually, yeah, 85% chance is what I have it at. I have it at, I think it's, here's what I've got. And again, I'm spitting around with my different numbers. I think there's an 80% chance, and I'm rounding down, by the way. I'm not just rounding generic numbers. I'm rounding down to the lowest even number. I think there's an 80% chance that Colorado gets the bet at plus 1.5. So they win or lose by one. I think there's an 85% chance that it's under 7.5. I think there's a 90% chance that Tampa Bay scores 2 goals or more. Now, you think, well, that's a lock, and you're getting plus 150. Well, no, it's not a lock. It's a 61% chance. 80 times 85 times 90, you know, point times point times point, is 61%. Now, the series, if you want to look at that, just a rudimentary analysis of the 5 games that have been played, Colorado has been within one 80% of the time, won or lost by one. The games have gone under, which means 4 out of 5 times. The games have gone under 7.5 4 out of 5 times. And Tampa Bay has scored 2 or more goals 4 out of 5 times. 8.8 times 0.8 is 51.2%. So The history of the series says it's 51% chance of coming in, but that's really not relevant. My analysis shows a 61% chance of coming in. You're giving me plus 150. I've already bought that one. It's done. Now, the series score so far is Colorado 18, Tampa Bay 14. It's 3.6 to 2.8. In Colorado, though, it's 13 to 6, 4.33 to 2 Colorado. However, in Tampa Bay, it's 8 to 5 Tampa Bay, 4 to 2.5. This is in Tampa Bay. Okay. Now, let's look at some stats that don't have a lot of relevance, but are being made out to have relevance. Only one team ever in the history of the Stanley Cup has come back from a 3-1 deficit and won the series. That was 80 years ago, the 1942 Maple Leafs. That's pretty ominous, right? Oh, it's got to be Colorado. And there's actually, though, two more that have come back. They actually came back from 3-0. There's actually been two more that came back from 3-0 in a playoff series. Not Stanley Cup, but a playoff series. One of them was in 2010. I think it was Philadelphia over Boston. So that's happened. All right. Now let's get into some more numbers. So when down 3-1, 17 teams have come back and forced a game six. That's Stanley Cup. Now, by the way, the Stanley Cup's only been going for, there's been about 100 of them. About 100 Stanley Cups. The first Stanley Cup, 1916, but it's only been best of seven since 1939. So that reduces the amount of chances for that 3-1 scenario to have any relevance whatsoever. So you've got to look at around 80 years. Let's just say 80 years and 17 of them. So less than one out of four have been able to do. But still, I still want to, that there's enough opportunity for a 3-1 spread in a series that there's been 17 of them. All right. And then, 17 of them have forced a game six. 17 have actually, out of those possibilities, 17 to force. So that wasn't rare at all for Tampa Bay to come back. And then out of those six, out of the 17, six have forced a game seven. And of course, as I said, one has actually won the thing overall. So that's stats that I have, really, they're more curiosity than anything, but people are talking about this handicapping strategy. That's makes me sick to my stomach that that's somehow a handicapping strategy. Because let's get into it further. You know, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics, all right? Well, the Stanley Cup is playoffs. So in the playoffs, teams have overcome a 3-1 deficit 31 times. 31 times they've overcome a 3-1 deficit, including this year by the New York Rangers. It's not rare. And the Stanley Cup is just playoffs. It's not any different. It's playoffs. However, stats, lies, damn lies, and statistics. The mark is 298-31. Now let's start to see how it's going the other direction now. So depending on how, which side you want, you can come up with stats to prove your point. So 298-31 is the record for teams to win when they have a 3-1 lead. And that's for all playoffs. All playoffs, 298-31. But 31 times teams have come back. So let's just get ridiculous on that. It's 35-1 in the finals, by the way. Again, stats are stats, but 35-1 is the past experience where a team has had a 3-1 lead in the Stanley Cup and they've won it 35-1. All right. Anyway, so like I said, the books are pricing this pretty well for us, and the odds shouldn't be 150, but because of the basically the variances and how these books are pricing different things, all things that to factor in, the same game parlay gives us an advantage there. All right. Now, I mean, certainly the over 4.5 has value to me as well, but I like the under 7.5 better. I think it's going to be more of a tighter game. So under 6 would have value to me, but not enough for me to want to play it. Getting to 2.5 and betting somebody to get over 2.5 becomes prohibitive in price. So I think I've got my information out there. They wanted to get out there within reason. I mean, we can go for hours on all the nuances and the intricacies of every different situation here and who's playing, who's not playing. And that becomes a situation where you don't have any time to play, to listen to that. So that's what I'm doing. I'm taking two units on Colorado, plus 1.5. Parlayed up with under 7.5. Parlayed up with Tampa Bay to score at least 1.5 goals. And I'm getting it at plus 150. I know some books out there also have some boosters out there. You can boost it up. And there's at least three of them with boosters. I'm giving you the straight line, not the boosted line. And if you really feel nervous, you could take Tampa Bay at over half a goal instead of 1.5 and get it at minus 115 and use a boost on that. But again, so the odds on that one, typically Tampa Bay to score 1.5 goals is minus 500. So in other words, two goals minus 500. To score one goal is minus 5,000. So, but let's be realistic. So 5-1 versus 50-1. Yeah, that's quite a bit of difference. But percentage wise, you don't have enough difference there for me to make any sense. If you want to lock it in, yeah, okay, fine. Take split it up. Do a unit on each. Hey, it's always up to you. I'm just giving you some ideas. Tampa Bay's going to score two goals at home in an elimination game. That's just going to happen. I'm going to take the extra money. All right, so now let's get into baseball. I can't spend a lot of time on this. I know that these podcasts gets too long. People just don't even want to take the risk of downloading and wasting their time. So here's what I like and don't like in baseball. I like the Mets. They're about minus 150. I'm not going to pay that. So I haven't finalized yet. I'm looking at over-under on a parlay. I've got the game at 8.5, so I'm really trying to dig into that. I'm just telling you, hey, listen, you do what you want again. Take it on the money line if you want. I'm allergic to juice in baseball right now, and for a good reason. Baseball's a tough one on that. I mean, that's how you have to bet it, or you take the run line, which is risky in itself. I like the Yankees today, but I'm also worried about the over-under on there. You got two pitchers who both, in theory, should have a very good day, but you got two offenses that really should have a good day. All right, I'm going to pass in Cleveland-Boston. That looks too much to deal with on there. Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh. I'm going with Tampa Bay. This is an interesting one. Tampa Bay snuck out the last two wins in dramatic fashion, which tells me that they're likely to blow it up today and no more risking, although you could say Pittsburgh, you know, demoralized. Do they give it up? Or they say, no, we're professional baseball players. Let's come back and finish this up early. On the other hand, the game should go under. And I'm looking at Tampa Bay run line, but when a game's going under, that's a little bit of risky business. If you think a game's going to go under 6.5 and you also want it to win by two or more, that's, you're kind of fighting against yourself on that one. So it's probably going to end up being a same game parlay. And I might even switch it with half under and half over with Tampa Bay to win. But at the same time, I might also put some of that run line in there because I really do think Tampa Bay says enough is enough. Let's stop messing around. Let's just get it done in the beginning. That's probably where I'm leaning. I actually haven't played my hockey. I haven't played my baseball yet. I have to get this done quickly and play it before the lines move against me. The next one is St. Louis and the Cubs. I am going to do part on the run line here because I do think St. Louis lights it up. However, Flaherty, excellent pitcher, but limited experience this year. He's shaking off rust. That's always a dangerous scenario. So might also put some on St. Louis with a parlay, same game parlay, and I might split it up over under because, again, it's hard to pick where this one's going. I hate to leave you on the lurch like that, but I haven't finished it yet and have to get this podcast out because there's early games today. You know what the story. All right, San Diego and Philadelphia. I like San Diego. I like them quite a bit. I'm questioning whether I'd want to pay that much juice. As I said, I'm allergic to it. I tend to think it'll go over, but yet these pitchers have the indications to go under. So it's probably a split again, part over, part under. If I had to pick one, I'd pick the over. For a parlay, Dodgers. Dodgers and Atlanta. I'm just going to take the Dodgers. Tony Gonsolin, minus 114. I may have already picked that one. That might be one I've already put in. If I haven't, I'll know soon enough when I turn this podcast off. I'll be playing the Dodgers minus 114. That's no guarantee. That's why it's a low price, because it's in Atlanta. Atlanta's good. I don't think that Spencer Strider there is going to be able to get it done, though. So it's all about L.A. for me. They won't be in my parlays, though, my two parlays. My two-teamer is Colorado Avalanche plus 1.5, hockey Avalanche plus 1.5, and I'll take their opponent, but I'll take it in baseball. I'll take the Rays to win. So the Rays in baseball, Tampa Bay team in baseball, and the Colorado team in hockey, but plus 1.5 on the Colorado team. So Tampa Bay might win both. You never know. Minus 116 on that. For the three-legger, I'll take both those teams, and I'll add the St. Louis Cardinals, and I'll make it plus 200 on that. And that will be all. Let's hit it.